The New South Wales Police Force says it's taking steps to improve investigations into suspected hate crimes. That declaration follows a lengthy review where specialist investigators have spent several years examining 88 deaths in Sydney that occurred between 1976 and 2000. And it's found that almost a third of them involved or may have involved gay hate bias. Thomas Arredi reports.
The New South Wales Police Force has described gay hate crimes as a blight on human history. And for the past 3 years, investigators and academics have scrutinised 88 deaths where gay hate could have been a factor. Assistant Commissioner Tony Crandell led the task force, known as Parabel.
The findings show the differences in the 88 deaths that were potentially gay hate murders by at least clarifying some of those cases as either bias-related in terms of gay hate or not being bias-related or just simply having insufficient evidence to determine.
Many of the deaths occurred at gay meeting areas or beats along Sydney's coastline, and the police investigation has classified 8 of them as gay hate bias-related crimes. A further 19 involved suspected bias. So combining them together, that's less than a third of the cases, with alcohol and drugs listed as some of the other factors. But Tony Crandell is quick to point out the challenges involved in determining a hate crime.
Yeah, it's extremely difficult when you're looking into the past. An archive can only really reveal something that's been captured in the first instance. So if it hasn't been captured in the first instance, then it's very difficult to assign an element of bias to a case. And also animosity towards homosexuality doesn't always leave a physical trace.
Professor Willem de Lint is a criminologist at Flinders University who scrutinised the work of the specialist investigators.
What tends to make it easier is if there's an association between individuals on the basis of a bias motivation and they communicate that bias. Those kinds of cases we call type A cases, and we found a few of those, and those are the most serious kinds of cases because in this case there are people that are aggressively looking for the expression of a bias against an individual group. The other thing is that in order to attribute bias, you need some kind of trace material from which to build a view from. And in many cases, there's very little trace material to build that view.
In a report released today, the New South Wales Police Force has made 12 recommendations. They include appropriate training packages and ongoing ethical and cultural training. And the report says the assessment tools police use to identify a biased crime should be revised. Police have already confirmed that all of the recommendations will be implemented, but some aren't convinced they go far enough. Nicholas Parkhill is the CEO of the LGBTI health organisation ACON.
There needs to be a reinvestigation of the cases where no determination has been made, and we'd be encouraging the New South Wales Police to reinvestigate those cases so clarity can be brought to bear and justice delivered.
That's the chief executive of the health organisation ACON, Nicholas Parkhill, ending Thomas Arredi's report.